God, I was supposed to do something. Kids, come on down the front. All right. Everybody doing okay?
Yes.
You got two now? Okay. Jessica always tries to figure out my sermon outline before she hears me preach it, which is not a bad idea. You kind of start trying to guess, and she was wrong on one of them. She's taking it serious. But I want to talk to you all. Oh, yeah, you did good. Don't show that to anybody. That doesn't mean you can take a nap now, okay? All right, let me show you a good friend of mine. Right here. Who is my friend?
Jesus,
yes. This is one of those pretend games we're going to have to do, okay? Because, you see, one of my jobs as a pastor is to help those people and you understand what I'm talking about. And it's hard sometimes, but the Apostle Paul wrote several New Testament books. Ephesians, Philippians, there's several books that he wrote in the New Testament. And one of his favorite phrases to use is this: in Christ. I-N-C-H-R-I-S-T. In Christ. He uses it over again. He would say, Bill Ashburn, you need to be in Christ. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, you're in Christ. Okay? It's kind of complicated. But here's what it means, and this is what I'm going to talk about in my sermon. Let me introduce you to another person. This is Bill Ashburn, sinner. That means I do things that are wrong. It means I put Romans 3:23 at the bottom. It says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I'm a sinner. I've done things that are not what I'm supposed to do. But here's the thing I did in the fourth grade at First Baptist Church, Denison, Texas, during Vacation Bible School. I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins, and I accepted what He did for me. And at that moment, guess what? I became in Christ. So what does that mean? A Christian, you were right, Maggie. That means that Bill Ashburn, look now, goes in here. So, when you see Bill Ashburn, who do you really see?
Jesus.
Why? Because I'm in Christ. When you accept Jesus, when He comes into your life, when He forgives you of your sin, you become, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, a new creation. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, a new person. Why? Why are you a new person? Because you're in Christ. And when God looks at me at 61, He sees the same thing that He saw in me when I was in the fourth grade. He sees Jesus. Because my sins are forgiven because of Jesus. I'm going to heaven because of Jesus. I'm going to heaven because I'm in Christ. Okay? That's what I'm going to talk about in just a minute. So when you become a Christian, what happens is you become in Christ. And God no longer sees your sin. He sees the one who died for your sins, Jesus. Okay? Does that help a little bit? You don't see me, you see Jesus. Okay. Well, let's pray. Father, help these kids to learn that the moment they put their trust in You and what You did for them, that they become in Christ. And when they're in Christ, they have eternal life, but they also have You now. And Father, help us to understand that concept that's a little bit difficult. For it's in Jesus' name.